from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the rewrap. All the best bits from Friday's Mike Hosking Breakfast on News Talk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and it's not going to be as election-y as you might have thought this morning. We'll talk about Winston Peters a little bit because he's still being a little bit random. But after that, we check out the wrong sign at Bluff. What else will we do? We talk about some mistakes that American politics going on there, and Liam Gallagher has got some really smart stuff to say. But yeah, Winston first.
Winston Peters and his prostate claim. So here, this was while I was sick, and I miss this, and this, I don't know why this hasn't been the talking point of the campaign, to be perfectly frank, but what he suggested was that prostate checks need to be taken more seriously, that 3,000 men in this country are diagnosed with prostate cancer every year, and he's drawn up a bit of legislation that would suggest that if you were due a refund, a tax refund, you wouldn't get it unless you'd had your prostate checked, which is sexist for a start. First of all, it assumes we get a refund. What if you need your prostate checked and you're not owed any money at all? What happens then? So first of all, you need a refund.
I don't know if it's sexist, because, I mean, you can do a prostate check on a lady and just go, no, hasn't got one.
Well, what about why don't you have a breast check on a woman, for example, or a cervical smear or something like that? You know, balance the thing out. So everyone, if you want your tax refund, Winston needs to have got the full medical from you. That's what it boils down to, doesn't it? Anyway, so I don't know where any of that went or whether anyone of that. He reckons it's all computerised. You wouldn't need a doctor's certificate. Somehow it's computerized. I don't know how it's computerized. I've had the prostate checked.
Is there an effort that now?
I don't know, because believe me, I've had my prostate checked and a computer was not involved.
No, go into more details.
Cue our valued and esteemed listeners with some hilarious prostate jokes. Actually, I think if you listen carefully, you'll discover they're all the same joke.
Prostate checks are not done by computers, but they are digital. Well done, Kay. Yeah, well done, Kay. That's a drum roll. Of course a computer's involved in the prostate exam. After all, it's a digital check. Technically, Mike, computers were involved. I assume that was a digital inspection. Geez, you're all on the same run this morning. Mike, it was a digital check even without a computer. Yes, funny, yes. Well done, congratulations. And the funny thing is, you've got mucky minds. Because I didn't even think of that joke once.
Well, what's really annoyed me is that I did the whole bottom line and you didn't pick up on that one either.
I missed that one as well. I could still be fevered. That could be it. I could fundamentally have lost my... By the way, good news, in losing things when you're ill, I'd lost my taste and sense of a taste for wine. Wine to me had tasted disgusting. And I thought something's gone horrifically wrong here. Last night I had a glass of wine after an arduous week. After all, it was Thursday. And I thought to myself, hello, it's back. And so to celebrate, I had another glass. And another glass this morning and pretty much tanked up as we speak to you right now. But it's good to be back.
So really, I mean, I jokingly had said I assumed that Mike was dead because he was away for so long. But he must have come pretty close to ending it all. Because if he can't drink wine, what more has he got to live for? Next he'd be told he can't drive fast cars. Now... A different subject entirely. We need to find... Apparently, the sign at the bottom of New Zealand is completely wrong, and so Tim Shadbolt's having to get it fixed.
How bad are the distances? How far out were they?
Only a few hundred miles, you know.
Oh, well.
It's our biggest tourist attraction. I think that's why we don't like messing with it. And you can't lead tourists astray too much because it's at the end of a dead-end road, you know. You can't go anywhere except for the signpost.
Well, that's true. That's the beauty of it. I mean, it's a beautiful, spectacular shot. I don't think anyone takes it seriously. And no one ever followed the signpost to Cape Reinga, did they?
No, I'm sure that I would have had a complaint if that had happened.
So exactly.
It's a great attraction. I think it's something like 87,000 people go to that signpost every year. It's the biggest tourist attraction we've got.
Why wouldn't you? When's it going to get tidied up, do we know?
As soon as I get home. I'm just in Dunedin at the moment, okay. So... I'll have to, now that it's surfaced, we'll have to do something about it.
When your most popular tourist attraction is a completely wildly inaccurate, obviously inaccurate sign. I just wonder if perhaps you need to look at investing in a different new tourist attraction. Just wondering. Mind you, it's better than the President of America not knowing what your country's actually called.
Donald Trump is in front of a lunch today with African leaders and he starts talking about Namibia. Here he is, in fact, talking about Namibia.
I'm greatly honored to host this lunch, to be joined by the leaders of Cote d'Ivoire, Ethiopia, Ghana, Guinea, Namibia.
So everyone's going, well, what the hell's Namibia? Does he mean Namibia? Does he mean Zambia? Does he mean Gambia? So, of course, hashtag Namibia or Namibia trending. Actually, somebody comes in from Namibia and goes, actually, I'm quite offended by this. This is not Covfefe. Remember Covfefe? Another Twitter piece of magic from Mr. Donald Trump. And he didn't just do it once, he did it twice.
In Guinea and Nigeria, you fought a horrifying Ebola outbreak. Namibia's health system is increasingly self-sufficient.
Do you think he's just mispronunciating the word or he doesn't? Who knows?
I've watched it. He's pretty confidently just saying Namibia. Anyway, he's in charge of us. Remember, it could be worse. Sean Spicer could still be working for him.
Sean Spicer has had an interesting week. Nice appearance at the Emmy Awards earlier on, and now he's being interviewed.
That's right. He hasn't been able to find a media gig as an analyst, which apparently he's been seeking, though. He's on the lecture circuit right now. It is a credibility concern, say some. Spicer has given his first interview since leaving the White House job. He was asked some key questions today, like, did he speak with the president about that Emmy appearance where he seemed to satirize his lies over the size of the Trump inauguration crowd, joking of the Emmys?
This will be the largest audience to witness an Emmys, period.
So, has he spoken with the president about that little appearance? Why, yes, he has, says Spicer.
He was very supportive. He thought I did a great job.
I'll bet he was. We all know how President Trump loves to be challenged and made the butt of jokes. Asked whether he, Sean Spicer, ever lied to the White House press corps, he says he does not think so, adding,
I have not knowingly done anything to do that, no.
There's a little qualifier, isn't there? Knowingly. So what about that claim that the crowd for the Trump inauguration was the biggest ever when photographic evidence showed clearly it was not?
I think it might have been better to be a lot more specific with what we were talking about in terms of the universe and not focus so much on photographic evidence.
The universe.
Who knows why he's having a little trouble getting a media gig.
See, facts are all relative. And if you're watching all this from the other side of the universe, you're probably just thinking, what the hell is going on? We're going to finish up here with somebody who I'm not even sure if he really knows what's going on, to be honest. Liam Gallagher. Do we actually care what he thinks about anything?
Trending now on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
Video of Liam Gallagher making tea is going viral as he uses it as an example of the record industry's demise.
Yeah, it's good for the voice, so I'm told. It's f***ing good, man. Now, in the 90s, I got someone else to f***ing do it, but now I can't f***ing. Money is tight, too tight to mention. Got to do it yourself, haven't you? No one buys records these days. In the 90s, I had about four people doing it. Little geezer doing a kettle, our kid, some other little c*** doing that, and some other little f***ing idiot doing that. Now you got to do your Now you got to do it yourself these days, you know what I mean? Because these f***ing smart asses download f***ing tunes for niche. And they wonder why there's no real rock and roll stars around. Because this is the shit you got us doing.
He's highly entertaining. I like Liam Gallagher.
I thought that was a good effort. That was my bleeping.
Oh, did you bleep that out? Is that the censored
There should
version?
Be an award for that.
Did we have an uncensored version?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, let's play the uncensored version after 7 o'clock and go out with a bang. Why wouldn't we do that, for goodness sake? It's Friday. Let's go crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if you realise that there's quite an art to the bleep, because you want people to know exactly what it is that they're saying without actually having a justified complaint to the BSA, you know? It's tricky. Don't mean to trumpet my own horn there, but I'm Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap for Friday, for the week, for this election cycle. We'll see you back here again on Monday. Who knows who'll be wrapped up in that one.